Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Psychic Cafe here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and I have with me the fabulous Pamela Steele. Hey, Pam.
Hello.
How is it up there in the Netherlands, up there in Kenyatta?
It's actually kind of cool. We've had so much rain this month, it's not letting up, so... Mm-hmm. It's absolutely gorgeous and green and rolling hills, and we're loving it. So, but of course, according to the farmers, we don't have enough rain, but that's okay. We do. We're good.
Well, we've been having rain here in Tucson. The monsoon's finally coming in. We call them the monsoons because it gets like that. It's almost like a hurricane sometimes. You know, you get these huge wind gusts, micro funnels, and rain and thunder. It's all overcast right now, you know. I mean, but we had gone into, because of the summer, you know, like way before summer actually starts, a month and a half, 2 months ahead, you know, we hit the triple digits. And it's been terrible. But then the rain came, and now it's, you know, getting a little more comfortable, you know, at least for a little while here.
Yeah.
Yep. How's everybody doing? I just got the promotions out, so it might be a while before people join us on YouTube. I'm hoping that Michelle and Dan and everybody remembers to, you know, pop in. Actually, it's Dan's birthday, so they're probably off doing something. Happy birthday, Dan. Yay. Oh, wow. That is so cool. I don't know if I can do – well, you know, I can do like – there we go. Let's get some bubbly going for Dan. Happy birthday. I forget how to make the balloons go up here on my MacBook. You can do hand gestures while you're on programs like this, like Zoom and such. And it's weird because, like, I'm not trying to do it, and I'm just doing a hand gesture because, you know, Italians, we talk with our hands. And it just, you know, balloons start going up or explosions or, you know, like thumbs up and things like that. When I try to do it, can't get anything to work or, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff going on here. So what's going on with you? What are you up to? I know the big thing right now is the Carta Awards. You want to tell people about that?
Yes. Tabby's Carta Awards, the voting is still open until midnight today.
Vote for that one. I did.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And if you haven't voted already, you don't need to be a member. You can just go to their, oh, I should put that up too somewhere, to their awards page on their website. And I will find that. I promise I will. And
no rush. We got all show.
Yeah, but it's it's just one of those, like, I didn't even know if my deck qualified to be part of it because it was published originally. It came out in 2007, but because so much has changed, like it's borderless. It's got a brand new book. It's everything is all different and fancy about it now.
Well, and you self-published, and now it is published by, oh, which house does it again? I forgot.
Red Feather. Shiver.
Red Feather. I saw the feather on the side of it. And I'm showing it, forgetting that our entire radio audience is not even seeing it. You know, so to explain to people on radio, it's the Steel Wizard Tarot. It's the third edition now?
Third
edition, yep. And it qualified for... like a new tarot deck. So, you know, best tarot deck. So we can all go vote at the Carta Awards, which is It used to be a separate company. Now it's handled by TABI, the Tarot Association of British Isles, which we love them. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They're
been involved with them for
yes.
25 years or something. I think I've, you know, been involved with them.
Well, they've been around, I think, longer than anybody.
Yeah, well, you know,
Europe.
One of the longest ones, there's also the Tarot Guild of the of Australia, you know, the
American
Tarot Guild. That one's been around about as long. And then the American Tarot Association has been around for a really long time, too, you know. But I never see them doing anything, you know. And it's mostly us, the Tarot Guild. We're 20 years this year.
Yep.
And TABI. You don't hear much from the Australian Tarot Guild. Probably in Australia you do, but not worldwide, you know. And the same thing is true with the American Tarot Association, of all things, you know. And they don't do certification like we do. They consider themselves an educational organization, although I never see them. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything bad about them, but, you know, it's I joined – a bazillion years ago and, you know, three decades and, crickets anyway. But for those that are listening on, maybe you found us on blogtalkradio.com. Maybe you're listening to a radio player out there somewhere. Maybe you have dialed into the show at 714-816-4628. You can see Pam and I and the cards and everything we're talking about on YouTube because we simulcast on radio, and we do a YouTube live, and it's a video stream, so you can actually see us. All you got to do is open a new tab in your browser. You type in psychic.cafe. That's the whole URL for no .com, no .net. No, it's .cafe. That's the extension. So it's www.psychic.cafe. So just type that into your browser, psychic.cafe/live, to go to the live. And that's good for all week long. It'll take you to all of our shows, you know, the show for that day or the next upcoming show if we're not doing a show that day. So I always have that all set up to take you to the exact live. So you can join us in the chat room. We have a chat room going. You can chat with us. We've got Jackie in there and Pamela popped in. Usually we have a lot more people. It's kind of quiet today. But if you're not seeing us, if you're listening on radio, think about doing that. Open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live and join us here on the YouTube Live. Likewise, it goes the opposite direction. So if you are watching us on YouTube and you are live with us in the chat room and, you know, you can chit chat about tarot and numerology and psychic abilities and psychic mediumship and all the things Smudge just came in. Hi, Smudge. And Jackie says, hi, Dax and Pam. Hello. And I just want to let you guys know, too, those of you watching us on YouTube, you can dial into the radio switchboard and join us on the radio side. So you do that by dialing in at 714-816-4628. It's a U.S. exchange. So if you're outside of the country, it's 01. And I think that's an LA exchange, I think, 714 is. 714-816-4628. I'm actually in Tucson. Pamela, where in that far-off north foreign country of Kenyatta are you in exactly? Tell them where you are exactly. I never know.
Straight north of Montana.
Straight up from Montana, folks.
Yep. We share a border with Montana. The southern border is Montana.
And, what do they call where you're at, though? What town?
Oh, it's a province. We don't have states. We have provinces. And
yeah.
I live in the province of Alberta, and the name of the town is Brooks.
Brooks?
Brooks.
Oh, I said it right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm right between Calgary, which is a huge city. It's a southern Alberta city.
I've heard of that one.
It covers a lot of landmass, and they're getting ready for the Calgary Stampede, an annual rodeo. Goes for 10 days. Unbelievable. You won't find a parking place, a hotel, or a restaurant open for the next, when they start until everybody goes home.
Sounds like fun.
But we're about 45 minutes from Dinosaur Park, the World Heritage Site. And we're about an hour and a half from the Touro Museum of Paleontology.
Ooh.
It's just a really interesting area. There's lots to see and do around here.
I love paleontology. I love.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. You know, I think, you know, I wanted to be Indiana Jones when I was a kid, you know. Oh boy.
Absolutely. So yeah.
So we do have some people on the phone lines. We'll be going to the phone lines in just a little bit. So everybody, hold your spot. 'Cause like, if you leave the switchboard and dial back in, you know, if you hang up and dial back in is what I was trying to say. You'll be put at the bottom of the queue, and you don't want to lose your spot. You know, you might be first or second right now. So dial in at 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. What that does is it pops you up from the bottom of the list into the caller queue in the order that you called in. That's how we take the calls. If you don't press 1, you're at the bottom of the list, and we just assume you're listening to the show. And that's perfectly fine. I think we have like 50 caller lines. So if you just want to dial in and listen to the show, maybe you don't have a Wi-Fi connection right now and you don't want to use your cellular connection, you know, but you want to instead, you know, dial in. It's 714-816-4628. Just don't do anything. And then you'll be at the bottom. But if you want to be live on air with Pam and I, push 1 on your dial pad. Everybody in the queue currently has done that. So we are good. But if you are watching us on YouTube, dial in and, you know, get into the queue early. Pat Doyle just came in. Hi, Pat. And she's already got a question. And she did the hand like you're supposed to do. So let me explain that real quick for the people watching us live on YouTube. You can put in one of the hand emojis. YouTube has a really cool one. Like it says chat, and that's where you type into the chat, right? Well, there's a smiley face, and if you click on that, it brings up all these emojis, and one of the first ones is this big pink hand. But if you can't figure out how to get – a couple of people said they never could figure out how to get to it. It's right there. I'm looking at it right now, but I don't know how. Sometimes they can't get to it. But what you do is just open your regular emojis and, you know, maybe put the big yellow hand or whatever. That way, when we're going through the list, we take the questions in the order that they are on the list, just like the phone calls. And so we look for the hands for the questions and then put the hand. And then after that, you can say, hey, could I have a message from the universe? If you just want something simple, we pull a card for you. If you have a specific question, type in the specific question. No, you don't have to get on a list. No, you don't have to say, can I ask a question? Can I get a reading? None of that. You just put the hand, put the question. It's that simple, right? So we already have one from Pat.
Jackie Johnson.
And I think there's one from Jackie.
And Smudge just I called a number and it went to voicemail.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's not possible because Blog Talk does not have voicemail. So somebody pushed a wrong key. That's what happens. You get one of the numbers wrong. Let me type it into the chat for everybody. 714-816-4628. There it is. 714-816-4628 to dial into the show. Oh, Pamela, I did a little research. Oh, my God. Got something special for everybody here. You know, we were just talking, and I'm bringing down the box. For those of you on radio that do not see what we're doing, I'm bringing down the box, and it's a gorgeous box with a magnetic cover. I can't even open it because it's magnetic, you know, and you have your cards in there. And, of course, the guidebook, which I actually had out, one of the biggest guidebooks I've ever seen. And let me pop the URL up. I put it right here. Okay. And for those that can't see because you're on radio, psychic.cafe/steelwizard. And steel is with an E after the L. S-T-E-E-L-E. So there's three E's, okay? S-T-E-E-L-E, wizard. www.psychic.cafe/steelwizard will take you right over to where you can grab the box set. And here's the big announcement. It's 39% off right now.
What?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, every time I do a show like this, I like to test the URLs, right? So I tested the URL and it took me over there and it says 39% off, $21.44. This is normally $35, folks, this box set. You can get it for $21.44 right now. Now, that might not be good in all regions. I'm just saying that in my region, I'm getting the 39% sale. So go check that out. Again, it is all you got to do is open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/steelwizard. It'll take you right over there. STEELE wizard. And let me grab that URL and see if I can, while we're chatting here, put this into, hold on a second here. I'm going to see if I can do this. Get it into the chat for everybody in the chat here. There we go. And then let me test it, make sure it's working. Because I did the https://, you know, all that stuff. Yes, it takes you right over there. Steel Wizard Tarot, The Language of the Soul, came out. This is the third edition that came out in October 28th, 2023. 39% off right now. I'm glad I caught that sale because...
No kidding.
Yeah. So everybody hearing this, maybe you're listening to this evening, the recording, you're listening it tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday or something. Here it is right here. Psychic.cafe/steelwizard. You can get it for 39% off. Oh my God.
I heard they were running a sale. I just hadn't, I'm also getting ready and getting all my, doing a presentation virtually. We're StarCon this year out of Florida, and they're not up till January, but so we've got to have everything in really fast and soon, and, you know, to have everything up and ready to go. And I was doing a handout for the presentation, and it's 12 pages long. Took a block. Little verbal,
yes.
But anyway.
Oh, and... let me pop up our other URLs for everybody watching out there. Psychic.cafe/DAX. That's my page on the new website, psychic.cafe. By the way, announcement for everybody, the Ning site, the old Tarot Guild website is down now. We've taken it down, saving a lot of money. Oh my God. Anyway, that was built on the old Ning platform. We now have a brand new website, psychic.cafe. TheTarotGuild.com eventually will point to the Tarot Guild page on psychic.cafe. There's some, you know, I just did it. It's propagating across the internet. It's not working in all regions yet, you know, so give it some time. Meanwhile, just go to the new website, psychic.cafe. At the top, you'll see The Guild. Just click that. It'll take you to the Guild page. If you're one of our members, sign up on the website, especially if you're a premium annual member or maybe you are a lifetime member. Let me know so I can upgrade your profile to premium member, paid member, and I can get you into all the private groups like the Tarot Guild members group that's private and also my course group that's private for the course. Okay, so I just want to announce that. Here's Pamela's URL, psychic.cafe/Pamela. If you want to learn more about Pam or I, go to our pages. Also, when you sign up free on Psychic Cafe and sign in and go to our pages, or if you're on the page, refresh it, it'll show a little envelope icon. And if you hover over that, it'll say message. If you click on that, you can send us messages. It's just like instant messaging on Facebook, right? So you can message us there. You can ask us questions. You can ask Pamela questions about tarot, about her books, about Steel Wizard Tarot, about Eternal Seeker Oracle, about publishing. You can book a reading with her. I do numerology, so you can contact me on my page. You can book a reading. You can get numerology. I do private, separate numerology reports. Also, here's our coffee. That's basically our tip jar. Our coffee page, psychic.cafe/coffee, because we are a cafe, Psychic Cafe. So psychic.cafe/coffee will take you over to where on that page, you know, you can send us $10, $15, $20, whatever you'd like. And, you know, if you're just appreciating our shows and all the information we bring to you every week here on Psychic Talk. Also, it's our secret way to jump to the top of the queue. That's right. We've got a bunch of callers in the queue. We've got a bunch of questions in the chat. If you go over to psychic.cafe/coffee, I put the URL into the chat, okay? Click on that, send us a cup of coffee, then in the chat say, hey, this is so-and-so, my area code is 619, I just bought you a cup of coffee. Guess what? Pam and I will stop whatever we're talking about, whatever we're doing, and we'll go right to your call, and we'll spend more time with you, and we'll both read for you. You know, normally we go back and forth. We'll both read for you. We'll tag team reading. We will spend more time, let you ask additional questions. Just buy us a cup of coffee, and you jump to the top of the caller queue. Also, that's true in the chat on YouTube. So if you're live with us in the chat on YouTube and you've popped a question in there, maybe, I don't know where your question is, you know, it might be 5 down or 10 down or whatever. Go in there and say, hey, Dax, Pamela, just bought you a cup of coffee. I have a question, and I'll just jump to your question. We'll stop whatever we're doing, and we'll go to your question. That's how you do it. psychic.cafe/coffee. Go ahead and pop over there and do that. Steel Wizard, I did my card for the show and my Heart of the Matter card from the Steel Wizard. So the way I do that, and this is not the Steel Wizard, this is actually the Llewellyn deck, which I've been reading with the last few shows because everybody loves the pictures. Look at the magician there.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's all in watercolor. Well, The way I work is I shuffle the deck and then I cut the deck, right? And then I put the bottom half on top and I start pulling off the top for the card of the day. But the bottom of the top half I pulled off, I call that cutting to the heart of the matter. Literally cutting to the heart of the matter. That's where that comes from. And that generally gives you an overview. Like I use that as an overview of the whole reading before I even pull cards for the reading. And after I've gone through like maybe 50 cards and spent an hour with somebody, we go back to that card and we really need none of the other cards. It always turns out that the heart of the matter card answers everything. It's just a cool little trick that I started doing about 20 years ago, and you can incorporate it if you want to give it a whirl there. You know, I don't know how you guys do card. A lot of people spread them out. And in fact, Pam on the show, she does the down view camera and spreads them out and pulls the cards sometimes. But here, let me give you the card of the day. I got, and I love this, it is the King of Pentacles. Look at that. Okay, so that is from the Steel Wizard. You know, slow, steady growth, attention to detail. That all leads to solid financial security, continuing your growth in your chosen field. It's all about, you know, a wise way of getting there versus get rich quick, you know, that kind of thing. The Heart of the Matter card, very interestingly, I was talking to Pam in the green room about this. I rarely ever get Card of the Day and Heart of Matter of the Day like from the same exact suit and core cards, which is really rare. You know, I almost never get core cards. I got one of the Maiden cards, which is actually an additional card that Pamela added to the tarot deck in the quartz, which we're going to have to ask her about that. But, you know, basically what I'm saying here is with this growth in your chosen field, okay, it's with an emphasis with the Maiden of Pentacles on scholarship and or teaching, books and knowledge. So for some of you, this is hinting at, okay, it's time to write that book. It's time to design that deck, you know, or teach the course. Whatever your chosen field, whatever you love, you can continue your growth in that field by doing a little bit of scholarship, doing a little teaching, maybe writing the book, starting the podcast or the YouTube channel, right? So that's what I got. Oh, and Charlotte just came into the chat, one of our hosts, and she is also moderating in the chat there. Hi, Charlotte. Glad you were able to join us. I don't know if we're going to see, you know, Dan and Michelle because it's Dan's birthday, like I said in the beginning there. And Margaret just came in again. Hi, Margaret. Hello, good evening, she says. Yay. All righty. So that's the card of the day and the Heart of the Matter card that I got. Shall we go over to the phone lines? Do that. Who's been waiting the longest? Oh, wow. I went over to the phone lines and, like, callers, like, dropped off. And I don't know what's going on. I know that in the chat, Audrey had popped on, and her area code is 902, but it dropped off. So, Audrey, if you're still in the chat there, your line dropped. I don't know why. Sometimes Blog Talk does that. Can you dial back in 714-816-4628? 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. I don't know what happened to Audrey's. That's Smudge in the chat. I don't know what happened to her phone line, but it dropped. So hopefully she'll call back in. And we lost.
She's got her hand up here on the YouTube chat too.
She what?
She has her hand up on the YouTube chat as well.
Okay. Yeah, but she had called in, so
yeah,
she didn't put her question in. Oh, wait, if I go up a little bit, will I get a huge payout from the accident soon? Okay, so if she does not call back in, what we'll do is we will take her question, but we have to do them in order. Jackie is first on that. Let's go to a different phone call. The call that's been waiting the longest is 516. Hello, caller. Are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from? 516. Hello? Are you there? This happens every show, too. Where? Oh, and then they just dropped off, too. I had brought their mic live, and then it just dropped. There might be a technical issue with Blog Talk. Hey, everybody out there. Call back in. I apologize. It might be a technical problem. We're going to try a different line, but I just brought their mic live, Pamela, and they disappeared.
We've had trouble with Blog Talk for weeks now.
Yeah, but it was working. The last, I'd say, 7 shows, we've had no problems. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to also put this out there, folks. If you called in or you're trying to call in, you're having a problem on the phone lines, you're listening on the radio, go to the YouTube, go to psychic.cafe/live, or if you're on YouTube, search Psychic Talk Network, go to the live, get into the chat, ask your question there if you can't get through on the phone lines. Meanwhile, we're going to try another phone line, 646, area code 646. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Zach, it's Stacy. How are you?
Oh, how you doing, Stace?
Not
We're
bad.
Doing great.
Cool. How is the weather out there where you are?
Oh, it's been, you know, we've been in the triple digits, but the last, I don't know, week and a half, we've actually had overcast and rain, and I just love the rain. It just, you know, it cools it down. And it's mocha weather and coffee. It's coffee weather as I hold my coffee cup up here. We are Psychic Cafe, after all. We got to have our coffee or tea.
Well, the weather.
So what's your question for Pam and I today?
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my question. Okay, so I just wanted to see. I don't think it's going to happen this year. When do you see me going to, I think, either Japan or China?
Interesting. I like that one.
Are we both doing this, or are we going to back and forth?
I'll do it. Let me
okay.
Check it out here, what we got going here. Why do you want to go to Japan or China?
It's, you know, it's a business opportunity. It's only, I think, for about like 3 to 6 months. It's short term, but something that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
In order to
is
get
it
to
a learning experience? Like you're
yes,
gonna.
Yes, definitely is it.
The reason why I asked that was when I cut the deck, the Heart of the Matter card turned out to be the Page of Wands. And yes, I think this is going to be a really nice scholarship, educational kind of possibility for you this trip. And here, let me pull a couple more cards here. And it's in alignment with the, you know, cards of the day and Heart of the Matter card for the day, too, that I got. I said the, I say the day, but I'm trying to not say that. I'm trying to say card for the show, because if you're watching this 2 weeks from now or 2 years from now, this that message I gave might just be for you. But, yeah, it's that's looking really good there. And then let me check on the I got a yes, yeah. Oh, two major arcana cards. Another yes. And seven of wands. Okay, so even though there looks like there's a kind of a, you know, there's a lot of competition. There's, it's a seven energy. And the seven energy is the seeker. And you have the high ground here. So even though all that's going on, you still have the high ground. The Fool card comes up to say, you know, just go for it, okay? There might be a slight delay in this. The feeling I'm getting – oh, by the way, the seven of wands is also the timing card. It might not happen for 7 months. You know, that's
okay.
It could take a while. I got the four of cups, and you know, fours suggest delay, so suggest thinking outside of the box. You might be able to make that happen. You might be able to make the trip happen faster and not take as long if you think outside the box. There's an additional opportunity being presented in this card that you're currently either not paying attention to or unaware of that could, there's something that could speed this up is what I'm
okay.
getting.
I'm going to do
so
a private reading with you. That helps a great deal. Once
okay.
I tell you everything, it'll make sense. You'll be like, no wonder, because you picked up the energy around competition. So I'm going to definitely do a reading with you. And then maybe you might want to put it on air because it's kind of exciting because it has to do with entertainment. So Yes. Because it's like I picked up the energy around it. And being that I'm intuitive, I'm going to always need someone to help me. I thought 9 months, but since you said seven, I think you know what? It works out great. Okay. Yeah, it works out fine.
Exactly.
It's sooner than what I think. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I look forward to that, Stacey. And it's very rare that any of my private clients, you know, offer to, hey, play some of the audio bits from the actual physical reading on air.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that would be fun, yes. And, you know, this is a great segue for me to drop a little bomb here that we're doing the 4th of July sale. And so my readings are on sale. And in fact, folks, if you go over to, let's see, it is psychic.cafe/independence. Scroll down on that page. You can see where you can book my reading. I think it's like 20-30% off right now. You can book a full session. And I do your numerology too.
Okay. So, all right, awesome.
So just see. Just so you know, Stace. Otherwise, just
okay,
message me, and I'll get that link to you. You can message me
all
on
right,
Facebook
awesome.
Or on Cafe. Bye, Stace. That was a lot of fun. I love Stace. She's been calling in for forever, and what she got going there sounds really exciting, you know, so I want to check that out. Popping back to the chat. And by the way, the phone lines are wide open right now, 714-816-4628. If you call in, you're going to be the next caller. I'm just going to say that. Jackie said, hi, everyone. Can I have a reading and guidance regarding money and or new career or whatever else comes. Pamela, you want to do that one?
Here, I don't have my overhead set up, but...
Oh, don't worry about it.
I can work just as well this way because I know how to do anyway. Okay, let's see. New career or whatever else comes out. Present and future. Okay. Right now, you've got a hard... No. Don't do anything rash. First card that came up was the King of Pentacles, but he's reversed here, which means that there's a few things going on with regarding money and business and in your current career that really don't set well with you, which makes perfect sense if you're kind of thinking about a new one. But just remember that although slow to anger, the people around you that are involved with all this, once if you ever really, really succeed in making them angry, it's going to take a very long time to get past it. So move slowly, move carefully, cover your bases, cross all your T's, dot all your I's, and for crying out loud, whatever else you do, hold on to what you've got. Do not waste money. No frivolous spending. No, it's respecting the source of your wealth as it is. Okay, so it's an attitude of gratitude for what you already have, kind of thing, and how much you've managed to accumulate and accomplish. You want to really take care of that at this point, because it's going to get a little more hairy, and there is a threat here because you ended up with three pentacles, which doesn't really happen that often. You've got everything you need to succeed. Yeah, everything that you are going to require moving forward. But right now, if you move too fast, if you don't really take things slowly and really, again, respect the source of your income and what it's about focus and intent, okay? You could be in a position where you'd be basically pouring water down a dry well kind of thing. And you don't really want to do that because it's just not a wise decision. So be careful where you're investing your time and energy, because if you take the word money and you write it in a column, M-O-N-E-Y, you look at it closely, it reads my own natural energy yield. Where are you putting your energy? That's where your money is going to go and come, okay? So be very, very aware of that. All righty? Have fun.
Awesome, Jackie. Awesome. There you go. Pat's got their question. Will relationship with my son get better? Okay, so I really do think that possibility is there. I got the Page of Cups, not only standing for him, but for an emotional reunion. As soon as I looked at this card, I was like, yeah. And pages sometimes are messages. You might even hear from him. And then, you know, in the near future, you know, but I also got the Three of Wands. This is a gorgeous version. I like how the ships are bigger than in the Waite Smith version, Pamela.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice Three of Wands there. And, you know, normally about commerce and trade and enterprise and all that kind of stuff. But three is creativity and communication in numerology. So this three is representing creation and also creativity. And it's also looking forward to something with optimism, like a mission. So you may need to make it your mission to reconnect. In other words, not just sit back and wait for him to reconcile with you. You need to get, you know, if you're waiting for him to reconcile with you, it may never happen. But if you make it your mission to do that and to approach with emotion. The other thing is I'm getting, you've got to approach it with optimism that it's going to happen to make it happen. I hope that makes sense. I hope that helps you out, Pat. Let's see what's going on here. I'm going to check. Where are we? 11:39. Okay, we're past the bottom of the hour. Going to do some announcements in a minute here. I want to check the phone lines. Hey, phone lines are still wide open, folks. 714-816-4628. The next question might be Smudges, the one that called in, but I can't find her line now. From area code 902, Audrey. She had said, "Will I get a huge payout from accidents so I can stop working?" That's an interesting way of putting it. So it's not just, you know, getting the payout she's supposed to get because of an accident she had, but I want to get that so I can stop working. I don't know. That is weird. Anyway, depends on your life circumstances. Did you want to pull cards on that?
I've already got two out here, which, wow, I'm not really 100% sure on this one, because it's sort of like, okay, let's break this down. Okay, let's just do it that way, because you have two questions, okay? And it's simple. You need money so you can stop working, okay? That's viable. But will you get a huge payout? So this is a completely different critter that we're talking about, okay? From your accident, from whatever accident it was, okay? And the motivation behind it is so I can stop working. But so let's start with, will you be getting a payout from your accident? Let's go there first, okay?
Okay. Having trouble hearing you a little bit.
Really? All righty.
Yeah, it's going in and out.
Let's see. That's weird. Let me try.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention while you're working on that Michelle popped in, Dan's wife, and one of our hosts, of course, host of Michelle's Mystic Corner. And I asked, hey, how's the birthday boy doing? And Michelle said, being lazy. And I'm like, good job, Dan. Yes. Oh, and Metacrazy popped in too. Hi, Metacrazy. Metacrazy says, happy birthday, Papa Dan. On our website, Psychic Cafe, he's listed as Papa Dan. So if you search him, it should come up under Dan, but he's Papa Dan on there if you want to send him a birthday wish on the website. There you go. Psychic.cafe. It's free to join. Real fast and easy to sign up.
Is that better? I just turned my volume up.
It is better. It was okay. You're sounding, or you were sounding like kind of, I don't know, muffled a little bit.
Yeah, that's entirely possible.
But you sound good now, so go ahead with.
Okay. Well, what I got for the first part, like, are you going to get a huge payout from an accident? I don't think it's going to be as much as you think. There seems to be, when you've got the King of Cups reversed here, what that tells me is that there's a lot of moving parts to this that are not clear yet. And whoever your attorney is, I think they're going to take a sizable chunk of it. So be very, very careful how you spend your energy again. It's an emotional thing. He's sort of like the warrior priest in a way, but he's not happy. And whatever is not happy about this situation, I don't know, maybe it's the person that caused the accident. Who knows? Because I certainly don't. But at this point, this is just sort of a heads up. It's not going to be as amazing as you think it is or hope it to be. And the other part, it's, you know, will you be able to stop work? Get over here. Oh, there you are. Eventually. Because you got the King reversed and you got the Queen right side up. All right. I'm just being you. Yes, you will succeed. Everything will come around and do well. But not according to your expectations.
You're fading out again.
It's going to take a lot more. It's going to take a lot more emotional strength than you think you have right now, but you've got it. Just use it. Okay.
Awesome. Oh, and Dan popped in, by the way.
Ooh.
My apologies for being late. Howdy, Pamela. Howdy, Dax. Well, happy birthday to you, Dan. You missed it earlier in the show when we did the birthday thing and we popped the cork. And we did a little applause for you. Yay. Happy birthday, Dan. Woo! Oh, gosh. Alrighty. So phone lines are still wide open. I'm going to check the chat here. I think Margaret's question was next, Pamela. And I'm going to do that. I just pulled some cards. Will I get to move in the middle of the month? So, Margaret, I'm going to do yours. Oh, in just a second, because like I said, we are way past the bottom of the hour, so I need to do some quick announcements. I'm going to let people know some stuff, Pam. First of all, here on Sundays, the first and third Sundays, the Angelic View, as you all know, Maria is on hiatus right now, and she will be returning to her full schedule on the first and third Sundays with the Angelic View in the fall. But meanwhile, she's popping in on some of these shows. She may do a live with us on one of these shows, and she might pop in. Also, in addition, she's doing things on her group. And let me see. Oh, dear. Where is that? There it is. I couldn't find the slide. If you join the Angelic View group for her show, she does other things in there. And what she's, Maria started to do some new interactive videos, little teaching videos on her group. So if you join the group, you can catch all those. There's going to be a whole series of videos on tarot, angels, spirituality, and all you got to do is join the group. The Angelic View. And when you join, you know, as long as you don't change any of the settings, the default is you will get a alert, I think like an email. You'll get an email and also a notification on Psychic Talk, you know, as long as you're signed up and you sign up for the group. You know, every time she posts one of these videos on the group, you'll get an alert about that. And then I'm going to also ask her about, you know, if she wants to get it up on the YouTube channel. But meanwhile, join her group, The Angelic View. All you got to do is go to Psychic Cafe, and on the website at the top there, you know, in the navigation bar, click on groups and search for The Angelic View. Yes. And then, as I was mentioning earlier, the 4th of July specials. That's right. And we're launching them now, a little bit ahead of time, a little bit ahead of time anyway. And what we got going for you, because it's 7-4, July 4, we're doing everything for $74. Well, almost everything. Actually, the Tarot Guild membership is only $47. So basically, if you want to join the guild, and these are all a la carte, all right, but we also have a package deal. So $47, our normal annual membership is $78. I don't know where we got that number from, 78. But yes, $78 a year is our membership. And the monthly is usually like $7.80. We keep that 78 cards of the tarot deck theme going on there, you know. But for 4th of July, it's on sale for $47 for the year. So you can get signed up. And then everything is separate when you join as a member, as an annual member. So your professional certification is separate. If you want to take my course, it's separate. Things like that, right? So professional certification, normally $124, you can grab that for $74. Also, you don't need to take my course and you don't need to be a member of the guild to get certified. And you can get certified as a tarot reader. But you can also get certified as a psychic advisor now. Now that we have Psychic Cafe, any modality you do a test with me and we can certify you as a professional reader or professional psychic, certified psychic advisor. That's right. And it's only $74 right now. And my course, my $297 tarot and numerology course, Tarot by the Numbers, $74. You can grab that separately as well. And as I was telling Stacy, you can book a reading with me for $74 too. It's all on the same page, psychic.cafe /independence, and that'll take you right over. Also, if you're on Psychic Cafe on the website, on the main page, the community page, it's linked right there. It's right there. I think it's pinned at the top of the community page. Just click on the banner that you see right here, the flag banner for the 4th of July, and it'll take you over to where you can get any of these deals. Let me pop in the URL again for everybody in the chat live right now, psychic.cafe/independence to grab that. And one last thing is, and it's actually the first thing, Pamela, when you hit that blog post, it's at the very top. Grab the package deal, because you can get your membership, remember, $78 a year, your professional certification, $124, and enroll in my course, $297. It's a $500 value, all for $174. That's right, $174. So you can grab the package deal, or you can grab any of those other things, the membership, the certification, my course, or a reading with me, all a la carte individually if you would like as well. So whichever you'd rather do. Awesome. And that's going to be running through, let me look on my calendar here. That's going to run through the 7th. And we're doing a special show on Thursday. I'll tell you about that in a second. And then it's going to go through the 7th. And these are blowout prices. We always do a summer sale after that, but you know, I don't know what the sizzling summer sale is going to be this year. Again, I want to mention our coffee page. If you want to send us a tip, psychic.cafe/coffee. Whoops. And then our next show will be on Monday. Charlotte and I will be on in the evening. And then no show Tuesday. Wednesday, I'll be on with Michelle. Thursday is our special show. And by the way, if you're one of our hosts out there, I'm inviting all of our hosts. Now, a lot of people have a muggle job and they're busy, you know, like Ellie and Pamela, you're busy all the time. And, but I'm hoping that some of the other hosts, I'll give you all the URL for, you know, the link for the Zoom, and any of you that want to pop on. The reason why Michelle and Charlotte are on here is they've already confirmed that they're going to be there. Okay. So we're going to do a special 4th of July show, and it's not going to be the evening Thursday show like I normally do with Ellie. Ellie's kind of had a miss the last couple of Thursdays because she is just bogged down with a lot of stuff going on and needed a break. So Michelle and Charlotte have been filling in with me, and between the three of us, we decided, hey, it's 4th of July. Do you want to just take the day off? And we were all like, no, let's do a special show. In fact, let's do it in the morning afternoon. So 11 a.m. Pacific time, San Diego, Los Angeles, 2 p.m. New York time, East Coast time, Florida, you know, the East Coast. And we're going to be on here and hanging out, and we'll be talking about this sale that I just mentioned. We will be taking your calls and doing mini readings. And any of you hosts out there, Catherine, Michelle, Ellie, maybe she's off for the 4th of July, Pamela, anybody wants to join us for this 4th of July show, just let me know. You know, I'll get the Zoom link to you. So that's this Thursday. And I was talking to Catherine earlier in the week, hopefully going into July. She's actually trying to figure things out right now. So many things keep coming up that she never got out her Mind series of pre-recorded episodes. She was going to do a pre-recorded episode for each Friday, like her normal show, in June, but she couldn't get around to it, you know. So now she's thinking of either doing it in July, or she might just do a summer hiatus until fall. So I'll let you guys know as soon as, you know, as soon as I find out, I'll let you guys know. The next Michelle's Mystic Corner, obviously with Michelle Matheny, will be on the 13th of July. on that Saturday. And then on Sunday following that, the 14th, will be our live Zoom discussion and Q&A. You just go to psychic.cafe/Zoom, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then hopefully Pamela and I will be back on, I didn't mention this to you yet, but the next show is the 21st of July. Put that on your calendar.
Right now.
Or are you going to be away on a conference?
Nope. Well, it looks like it's wide open.
But, awesome.
Yeah, because I had it for the 14th, but that's something different.
Okay.
That's okay. But this is the Psychic Cafe from noon to whenever. And I better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And by the way, folks, I just popped a link into the chat, psychic.cafe/events. Or if you're on our website, just click on the events in the navigation bar, because all of this stuff is all in the events. Yeah, it's all right there on the website. Awesome. And getting back to, let's see. Oh, we got a phone call coming in. We'll go to that in just a minute. And then I wanted to get that question from Margaret knocked out there, Pam, because I already pulled the cards. Let's see. Will I get to move in the middle of the month was her question here. And I definitely think so. I got these two nights and they're both indicating movement. I really feel like you're going to be able to move. The only thing that concerns me is when I drew them, they landed on my desk like this. They're like running into each other. You know, it's almost like, wait a minute, what's going on? But then the very next card, Seven of Cups. Now it makes sense, Margaret. You know, it seems like, you know, this is a card of fantasy and too many choices sometimes. You know, it's almost like when I saw that and when I saw the knights like running into each other that, yes, you know, you can move by the middle of the month, but it's like you need to get focused on something. Like, I don't know, maybe you have too many choices in mind, something along those lines. And then I drew the Queen of Swords. You know, she's like saying, hey, you got to get clear-minded and focused about this. Focus on one opportunity to move if there's more than one. Get clarity. Think analytically, and you'll be able to make this happen. Now, there is going to be some balancing of the finances involved with this. Got the Two of Pentacles here. Oh, again, I love how the ships are bigger. Remember I said the Three of Wands, I like how the ships in the harbor were bigger. They're bigger in this version of the Two of Pentacles. You can really see the rough seas. You can really see the ships being tossed all around. But on this harbor pier, the individual in the card is able to balance gingerly on one foot despite all this chaos going on around him or her, and at the same time juggle these two pentacles. Okay, so I think you've got it. I think, you know, although things aren't perfect with this move and there's a lot of chaos going on and maybe, like I said before, too many ideas, too many options. You just need to get the clarity. There'll be a little balancing of the checkbook to make this happen. But yeah, I have a good feeling about it, Margaret. Awesome. So Pamela, let's try a phone call. Area code 801 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How quickly you forget who 801
is. Oh, it's Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. It's been a while since you called. Normally, you're live on air with me.
Well, yeah. There's that, and then there's also you know, being moderator in the chat and stuff. But I'm like, today mm-hmm. I'm calling in because it's kind of a slow phone day. And
yep.
I have a question that is like, you know, which is better?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been planning on moving for quite a while. It's been on my docket. But the big
yeah.
question is, which state is going to be work out better for me? Oklahoma, where I have a dear friend and her husband live, or Michigan, where my brother and all his kids and grandkids live? And if somewhere along the line, the when the move is going to happen pops up, that's okay too, but I understand the rules because goodness knows I've been doing this long enough, one question per caller, but I'm more curious about the which state, Oklahoma or Michigan.
Okay, Pamela is working on that.
Okay, I have two cards here that say go where the kids are. All right? Two cards.
Okay.
Because there's a learning process. There's a learning curve there. You have a lot to offer these people. Okay? And you said you're a brother's kid. So you probably, if you're not now, you will be the favorite aunt. And they will listen to the favorite relatives way before their parents. So your opportunity there, I don't know, some people don't really like kids, or they don't like kids until you have some that you're invested in, okay? And let's face it, this is a big investment. But, right now, this is so strong. Like, go where the kids
And where
are.
Is that? Okay, you got the
Michigan.
Oklahoma,
Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan. Okay.
I love being an auntie. I love being an auntie.
The card that you asked about sort of off the cuff, and this one just fell out of the deck, is the Ace of Pentacles, which this is a new beginning, and this is a timing card, and this is sometimes this winter, early to midwinter, okay? So be prepared because it's going to be a great opportunity for you and everyone involved. And I don't know whether you're interested in this or not, but it's part of your evolutionary path. It's something you really need to do, but it's really pushing strong for wherever the kids are. So.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Wait, say that. I can hardly hear. I think, depending on where your little microphone is sitting, Pamela, you're kind of going in and out on sound, and I didn't hear that very last part.
It gets muffled.
Can
you tell me that
last might be getting in the way. It's about the evolutionary process and the evolutionary process. Let me try to turn this up again.
No, we're hearing you good now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not just about them. It's also about you and your path. But this is going to help put you there. This is going to help get you there. You caught the part about winter for moving, right?
Well, I was hoping not to have to move in winter, but you know, if that's when everything lines out, then that's when I'll go. Because moving to Michigan, as you well know, is like moving to Canada in winter. You know, it's...
Well, yeah, because Michigan is a lot further north than a lot of the provinces. So, yeah. But it's that opportunity to begin and begin on very solid ground. And the beauty of evolution, as it were, there again, we're looking at generations here. So I would definitely, these two coming so close together and right off the bat, just go where the kids are. They need you. You need them.
Yeah, I think.
Awesome.
Let me jump in. Okay. I'm listening.
Yeah, let me jump in because I pulled cards too. I just wanted to kind of like back up and verify what Pamela is getting, because when I pulled for Oklahoma, I got the Queen of Pentacles and the Knight of Pentacles. Okay. hey, I mean, that doesn't look bad. But then for Michigan, I got two major Arcana cards. I got the Strength card and the Lovers card. So I think Pam is dead on with what she got. And then for the Timing card, I got Temperance, card 14. So that reduces to five months from now. What's 5 months from now?
Winter.
Winter.
Exactly.
Winter. Wow. Wow.
So I just wanted to, I wasn't going to pull cards on it, but, you know, I had to do something while I was sitting here. So, you know, I was looking at the chat room and I'm like, oh, I'm going to pull some cards, see what comes up. I wasn't going to say anything, but they matched up so perfectly with Pamela that I was like, oh, this is confirmation of the confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Charlotte, what
that.
Do you think about?
Yeah, what do we think
What do you think about, gosh, two times this coming, you know, this upcoming week, just like last week, Monday, we have our show in the evening and then the day show on Thursday for the 4th of July. Wow. That's a lot of airtime.
I'm really excited about it. And I'm because one, I love that I'm using, you know, like we talked about before, tend to be using my cards less and less. I mean, I only use them at the end to kind of, you know, like go, yep, see, you know, this is what I was talking about. Look at this card I just pulled. It just, you know, affirms what I've just said. And I love that that's, you know, that I feel like I'm kind of coming into my own. And I've always loved to do it. I've always loved being part of this show, whether it was a listener or a caller or a host. I've loved every part of this show. And I just have to say to Pamela, when you gave me your reading, the energy and the emotions were so strong on that, I actually started crying. And I'm going to do it again. And it's not because that's the answer I necessarily wanted, because if that was the answer I wanted, I wouldn't have asked, right? I would have already known. And so thank you for that. And Dax, you as well. I mean, with the confirmation, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I love it. When things, you know, happen together, you know, your reading totally backed up Pamela's reading. And it's actually left me feeling, one, overly emotional, but two, incredibly peaceful. God, what a dork I am for crying over this. But thank you. I love this show, and I love you, and I
you're
love
welcome.
You guys. So I talk
we
a lot.
We will be able
so
to say,
to
you know, live from Michigan.
Yeah, I know. I'll almost be neighbors with Pamela then.
No.
So.
No, you're on the other side of the country.
Oh, that's right.
Michigan
is
more.
I forgot. Yeah, I'm
north of Montana.
I was thinking you were. Yeah, I was thinking you were on the eastern side, but you're not. You're more western.
Yep.
But that's okay. We'll still be buddies here and in private messaging and stuff. So anyway.
Yep.
See, I knew I needed to call today. I knew there was a strong urge to call today, and it's just been proven out. So thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Charlotte. It was perfect, you know.
Yeah. Well, the readings
awesome.
Were perfect. I feel really blessed
okay.
to have been given that gift. So thank you both.
And we'll be on together, Charlotte, folks that you hear right now, our caller will be on as a host tomorrow night. That's right. Everybody, 6:30 Pacific, what is it, about 9:30 Eastern. Yeah. So San Diego time, 6:30 p.m. New York time, 9:30 p.m. See you then, Charlotte.
7:30 Mountain time. Monday fun day.
Monday fun day, everybody. So that was Charlotte Kornberg. And again, if you go to psychic.cafe/events, you know, on our event page, we have all the shows and the, you know, private Zoom meetings coming up and, you know, where you can do Q&A and discussion on anything. And you'll see our shows on there. You'll see Charlotte. Crystal's got a question. I feel my brother isn't happy in his marriage. Do you see his marriage lasting to Gigi? I feel he rushed to marry. He may now be in regrets. She also said something about, and she posted all the time on Facebook like they so happy. Yeah, a lot of people do that. You know, a lot of people post on Facebook, everything's crashing around them, but they're all like, here I am doing this fantastic thing. You know, I just had my hair done. I'm all dressed up. And like your life is that way all the time, you know. However, maybe you've got it wrong. Maybe it's not what you think it is, you know. So when I drew cards, he came up as the King of Pentacles. And I just, very stable there, you know. I'm not so sure. But I got the Six of Swords. By the way, again, you know, I know I keep talking about this deck, and I keep going, compared to the Waite Smith version, but it's so true. Look at this, how the distance from, you know, on the right side, you have this in the Waite Smith words, the rough seas, and then it's calmer seas on the other side of the boat and forward of the boat. The idea is that you're moving from the rough seas to the calm waters. You know, whatever's been going on, it's clearing up kind of thing. But they make it so much more clear in this image versus the Waite Smith, where there's only a tiny little, like the boat, I can't do it, but the boat's like over here, and there's like the little tiny bit of rough seas right here. This one makes it much more clear what's going on. I just love this version in watercolor here. It looks like whatever's over the bank on the other side is being reflected in the water maybe, but there's so much fog and everything, you know. So it's like, well, things are not entirely clear, but they're making progress towards their goal. Okay, so if there has been a rough patch, and in all relationships, all marriages, there's rough patches. And I feel like they're moving out of that. And then I pull the very next card and I got the Ten of Cups. So I just stopped there. By the way, really cool version of the Ten of Cups. Also does have the rainbow, but has the cups down here. And the kids are over there. And the happy couple over here. And then the house in the background, just like the Waite Smith, but done a little differently. I like this version too. Yeah. And of course, you know, flowing water like this and the crashing waterfall and everything like that and the bridge over there, you know, this is the flow of life, you know, it's the river of life. And just so nice, you know. But I was going to do a seven card yes no spread, and I started pulling, and when I got to the Ten of Cups, I was like, no, I'm going to stop right there. I don't even need to do the full yes no. I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to end up here. It may, you know, take a little time, but it's looking good to me. It's looking good. So here we are. I don't know if there's any more questions. I know Sun had just popped in. It's sunlight, but it's sun. And second word, L-I-T-E. I love that. Sunlight. I got to remember that. I'm going to steal that and use that on something. I just know. I love that. Sunlight. Can I ask a question? Okay, so they weren't here in the beginning when we mentioned. You don't have to ask to ask. You can just pop your question in there. Son, if you get your question in there pretty quickly, we will try to answer that before the end of the show. Let's check the phone lines. Oh, nope, phone lines are wide open. Wide open. So we'll wait and see if we get Son's question in here. Otherwise, we're going to end the show. So Pamela, what do you got going new?
Well, I just finished and got my certification for life coaching.
That's right. Yeah.
I wrapped up the presentation I was doing for StarCon in January. It's in the can right now. I have been invited to not just do an art show display, but a presentation on symbolism at a tattoo shop in Langdon, Alberta.
What a cool idea. Who would?
I would.
You know, that makes so much sense, but it's something you would never think of.
Tattoo, no, I didn't.
Symbol.
I didn't. Oh, no, I've worked out of them. I mean, I've had tattoo artists where I worked before, but it never occurred to me. It's just that my son wants a cover-up piece because the dragon that we originally got on his arm has been there for like 25 years.
Wow.
And he just wants something new. So he wants it over his shoulder and then coming this way and doing this and ending up here. And I'm thinking, okay, wow, that's going to be. So I had pictures and I'm doing the drawing, but all of a sudden I realized I can't get the proportions right because the picture, anyway, long story short, I ended up driving to where he lives in Langdon, took a pen and drew all over my child. Okay. I drew where the head was coming to. I knew exactly where the wings were, all of it. And then I took pictures of it so I could go home and finish the drawings, which I did. In the meantime, he goes down to the shop and he shows his tattoo artist, says, hey, this is what my mom's got going. She wants to know what you need to do the rest. And he says, your mom did that? He said, well, yeah, she does all my artwork. It's my house is full of it. And he went, your mom did that? Yes, my mom did that. Can I meet her? So he's also carrying my tarot decks right now.
Oh, wow. And you know what? Both of your decks are perfect for a tattoo place. I mean, it just fits in perfectly.
Yeah, that I really want. Well, I finally went down and met him, and just a lovely place. He's got three people apprenticing for him. He's just a great guy. And, I'm perfectly happy to drive up and spend the night at my kid's house and do a workshop or art show or whatever. But, yeah, there's that. There's a lot going on, actually. That's why it's a little hard to keep up right now. But that's okay. Old age and, you know.
Lots of great stuff going on. Lots of
absolutely.
Great stuff. Yeah. Oh, don't forget to let me pop that up again while we're chit-chatting here. Grab the third edition of the Steel Wizard, psychic.cafe/Steel Wizard, STEELE Wizard. And let me grab that URL, and I'm going to pop it back in the chat again here. Let me pop it in. I'm doing all these machinations, you guys don't know, in the browser that actually automatically adds the HTTPS. There we go. Steel Wizard, grab the third edition. And don't forget, there's time to vote on that. And the links are all over the internet, but Pamela also popped it in the chat earlier. And I'm scrolling here. I'm trying to find it.
I just popped it in again.
Oh, good. And it's Tabby's website.
Yep.
That's the Tarot Association of the British Isles, tabi.org.uk/Carta Awards. It's Carta-Awards. Go and vote, folks. Vote for the third edition of the Steel Wizard Best Tarot Deck for the year. Absolutely.
That's been an award-winning deck since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
It won Best Self-Published Deck in the predecessor to the Carta Award.
Oh.
And the artwork has won awards all over. All over. So anyway.
So Sunlight's putting their question in. Melissa had come in. Ladybug. Hi to Melissa. Ladybug. Oh, this is an interesting one. I'm going to pull some cards on this. Sunlight also has a question. Is there a chance of a reunion with my friend? Very less contact these days. Can we be best friends again? So I'm going to give that one to you, Pamela. If you want to pull cards on Sunlight's question, you'll see that towards the bottom there. And then Ladybug, a few minutes ago, someone cold air came into my room, whatever comes up about that. So this is interesting. So we're going to pull on that here. You don't often get questions like that. So a sudden change in temperature. She felt like someone came in the room. Obviously, no one there. It's just her. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Death card. Okay, so this is someone that has passed, actually a young individual that has passed. Okay. And it's kind of murky. It's not like I'm getting an exact, you know, reason, and there might not even be a reason. This entity is just there, okay? And I'm getting the moon card. That suggests a couple of things. You know, one thing is that what's going on with this is not, it's just not clear, Ladybug, okay? However, the moon card is also connected with your dreams. So if you wanted to, and I'm not suggesting this, you're taking your life in your own hands, you know, if you want to mess with the entities that are out there. But, you know, it's this young person that passed away, and I feel your dreams. Through your dreams, you could actually ask as you're going to sleep, you know, you're putting your head, you know, lights are out, putting your head on the pillow, you're going into the light alpha state before you drift into, you know, deeper states and sleep, and then REM sleep. So what you do is in this light alpha state is you ask your subconscious to contact this person and find out what the deal is. And it'll come to you in the dreams, all right? And then the heart of the matter card that I pulled for this is justice. Someone seeking justice. So there you go. I don't know any more than you do, Ladybug. You know, but that's what came up in the card. So if you actually want to try it out, you know, dreams is the way to go. Dreams is the way to go. So Pamela, you pulled cards for Sunlight?
Sure. Yes, I did. Is there any chance of a reunion with my friend? Very less contact these days. Can we be best friends again? Okay, the first card I got is Judgment Reverse, which means that you guys are both in the process of recreating yourselves down to a cellular level. And in order to do these processes, you need to be alone. You can't have your BFF or somebody else there holding your hand, helping you decide every step of the way. These are things that need to be done quietly and privately. It's a very private matter when you're doing this. And so many people are not ready to talk about it because they don't even know how to express it yet. They don't know how to articulate it. And you're probably going through some similar stuff too. You don't need someone to bounce ideas off of. What you need is to finish the process so that you can get everything going again. It seems like there was a breach of trust in here somehow. Nothing that can't be worked through, but somehow in your relationship there was, and I don't even know if it was a lie or a misconception, whatever it was, but something happened that it kind of got blown out of proportion. In other words, whatever it was, once you have a chance, don't push it, but once you have a chance, you can sit down and go over it. And the suggestion here is to listen, actively listen when the other person is talking. Don't interrupt. Don't think about what you're going to say next. Just listen. Because swords are all about thoughts. And whatever thoughts are going through your head, put them on hold. You need to be present. You need to be listening. And the final card is, the answer is yes, you can do this, but it's going to be baby steps. You're not going to just rush in and all of a sudden you're going to be best friends again and you're going to plan your next vacation together. No. No, this is going to be almost like you just met. And I mean, maybe the connection is there,
but it's going to be different. So you're going to have to work at it. So take your time, all the time in the world. You've got all the time in the world. So don't rush it. It'll be fine. And yes. Okay.
Awesome sauce. Oh, gosh. Couple of things. When I was mentioning about buying your deck, I completely forgot to say it's 39% off.
And I didn't know.
God, it's so exciting. Yes.
Yes.
Let me pop that in the chat. 39% off Pamela's Steel Wizard. Hello. Yes. And for those of you that came in a little later, Charlotte came in a little later, Dan and Michelle and everybody, and some of the other people that came in later, we announced it at the beginning of the show. We didn't know it. Neither of us knew it. But when I tested the link, which is the Steel Wizard link, I'm going to pop that in again, psychic.cafe/Steel Wizard, I got over there to the sales page, and it's 39% off. It's like a $35 box set. 39% off, that's $21.44.
Yeah, that just floors me. I had no I
grab it.
Whatever.
Grab
yeah,
it.
No
you
kidding.
Know, maybe they have it on sale because they're anticipating you're going to win the Carta Awards, and everybody is going to want to buy the book. I'm sorry, the deck and the book set.
Yeah, it's definitely from the publisher, previously self-published in an extended format, The Steel Wizard for Self. Yeah. That's, yep. And I have so many wonderful friends in the community who were so amazing and writing forwards and blurbs. And, oh, my God, I've got the best friends in the world, just FYI. So
right.
I
know.
Think of one.
The other thing I was forgetting about was that Ladybug question. There was a follow-up because Ladybug had said, and she's one of our regulars, so I don't mind doing this, but, you know, it only take a second. She said, do they know me? You know, and this, I thought that was interesting. So, yeah, I'm going to pull cards on that. And I got the Nine of Cups with the Magician. Yeah, they know you. Or did, I should say. And Page of Cups. Again, this is an artistic-oriented, sensitive, younger person. I'm not going to – I feel like it's male, but I don't want to, you know – use gender because it could be any out there, you know. Dan and I both have your deck. It's amazing, Michelle says.
Aww. There was only one bad review on Amazon. I just looked it up, and it was when whoever is ordering through Amazon is in Germany, and the cards were all bent in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely a production thing, right? And mentioned that they had several decks, pick up a brand new deck from a public, you know, from a reputable source. It's not a pirated copy or anything. And you have trouble with your deck, go back to where you got it from. And they will replace it. I promise they will. I mean, when I was self-publishing for years, somebody would, I know one, we got a hold of some copies out of the first run that were a little faded looking. So let me know. Don't tell anybody else. Tell me. And I bet I replaced half a dozen copies just to make sure everybody was happy. They would send me pictures of what was wrong, and yeah, it was wrong. And I didn't even ask them to send them back. So just where do I send this new copy? Because, and I'm happy to sign the book if I've got them. I can't do these because they go from the publisher. But no, as far as that goes, tell the place you're getting it from. If you get it from a store, then go back to the store and say, hey, dude, you know, like this isn't right. This is, you know, the box was damaged or whatever. But if you open a brand new deck and there's something wrong with it, go to the publisher because things do slip through on quality control sometimes. And there's not.
Yeah. And this is Red Feather. You know, Red Feather is a subsidiary. Wait, who are they? They're a Schiffer. I forget what they call that. They're a Schiffer stamp. There's like a word, some kind of weird, you know, when they're a subsidiary like arm of a publisher, yeah, it's a big publishing house and then you have these little smaller ones, you know.
It's a division of Schiffer, Red Feather, MBS.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're talking a major publisher here, folks.
Yeah.
You know, and if you buy it on Amazon, Amazon has their own, you know, everything's returnable instantly. You know, just you return it, you get a new one or get your money back, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go and put a negative. See, I hate when people do that. I hate when people have a bad experience and do a negative review without trying to rectify the situation. You know, you buy a computer and the computer is dead on arrival. Well,
yeah.
I hate to tell you folks, one out of every 10,000 units is going to have a defect.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing wrong with the computer or even the manufacturing process. It just happens. It just happens. So you send it back and they send you a new one. Now you get the new one. If that one is fine, you do the review based on the experience you have with the unit, not with that unit, with that computer, not, oh, I got one, it came from Amazon, it wouldn't turn on. That's not the fault of the computer or Amazon or even the manufacturer. It's a thing that happens. You know, same thing with tarot decks. They're going to come off the printer. And they're, you know, done by a machine and put in a box, you know. And, you know, I'll give you an example. These are printed in China, okay? Look here. It's off.
Mm-hmm.
The cardstock, the printing is over a little bit, okay? Is that on every King of Pentacles in every Steel Wizard? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Probably one in a million. I got the one where it printed wrong. But they're printing out thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of decks, cutting them all up, stacking them. You know, it's all done by machines, you know. And one out of 10,000, one out of 20,000 decks is going to have an irregularity like this.
Mm-hmm.
As far as them being crushed, same thing, you know, that could be bent, you know, you just send it back, you get a new one. That is not a negative review worthy thing because
happened. And the thing of it is that the review's in German, you can't reply to it or anything. And it states right there in the review, once you translate it, oh, this was a manufacturer's defect. And I've had lots of these before. And I'm thinking, okay, all right. You could have just mentioned it. Like, you didn't have to, but anyway, I'll figure something out later. But the rest of the reviews are all 5 stars.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's great. They're all 5-star. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're way over, but before we get out of here, we actually just got a coffee donation from MS.
MBS.
MBS. Yeah.
MBS.
And she posted some questions up here. We normally only do one question per customer, but if you make a donation, that's another thing. We'll do more questions. And so let's pull some cards, Pam, on these. Okay. And then we're going to get out of here, folks. Unless someone else makes another donation, we're like way over. What does John, born on October 6th, think of the email that I sent him? Now, this is a little bit going into that territory of psychic peeping Tomming, which I don't normally like to do, you know. But we can pull some cards. Or if you don't feel comfortable pulling cards on that, I could pull cards on that, and you could pull cards on the other question. But there's a couple other questions. Go ahead.
You go ahead and do one. I'll do two.
Okay, so number two,
does he plan on replying to your email?
Oh, okay. Does he plan? Okay, now I get it. And that's why I hate text. You know, I just had my 60th birthday, and let me tell you, it's like, what the hell are they typing? What action does he plan on taking when it comes to me, if anything? Okay, so let's see. overall, it looks really good. Here's that Seven of Wands again that came up previously. You've got the high ground here, all right? And then the Sun card. Okay, so I really think that, you know, as far, I don't know yet about the other questions and action and all that kind of stuff, but as far as just what does he think of the email, I looks very positive. Very positive. And then Pamela's going to pull, so does he plan on replying? Are you also getting the, what action does he plan in there or what?
Does he plan on replying to my email? What I did was that yes, no spread that I do, and because I had time. And the first card is the Ace of Cups reversed, which means at this particular juncture, no. This is something to do with emotions and an emotional watershed kind of moment thing. So you're going to have to wait for all of that to clear, because the next card is the Ace of Swords. It's right side up. He needs some clarity, so he's not going to reply until things are clear in his head, okay? And he probably will reply, but I don't know if it's going to be what you want to hear, because the last card is the Emperor, which means that this is a solid ground in a position of authority. It's about the law, not the law of man or anything like that. We're talking karmic law. The law,
karmic law, yeah.
Everything, you know, the ebb and flow of all of it. And so what you need to keep in mind is that you're really emotionally involved and he's not. So maybe take that into consideration, because I can't see, yes, he will reply. Once he saw it through carefully, and you're going to get this solid, I don't want to say judgment, but this solid call that just the facts kind of thing. So don't be surprised. Okay.
Yep.
And then the last one, what action? Go ahead, Dax.
Well, I was going to say, I'm kind of combining two and three a little bit, where the priestess shows up, that you should be, you know, definitely listening to your own intuition on this, right? The central focus, I got the Two of Pentacles again, and here we are, you know, again, you're able to do this, or he's able to do this, whatever the situation is, you know, balancing the material, balancing the finances. I don't know if this is a financial thing. I don't know, but, you know, something about the material realm, you know, and keeping things in balance, and despite the rough seas going on around you, you know, you and or him are able to do that. And then the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman, you know, so this is the entrepreneur showing up. Okay. So that's what I feel that you should be doing. And it's more showing what you should be doing than, you know, like what he's going to be doing per se. What are you getting, Pam?
I got the Ten of Wands reversed. Get over here.
Ten of Wands reversed.
I got the King of Swords. And I got the Two of Cups reversed. There again, there's a gap in communication. Right now, there is a way forward with all this, okay? But somebody, and I don't know which one of you, has got to learn to say no. Because you don't want to take on more than you can handle. You don't want to make sure that whatever is out there, the changes that are going to benefit everyone, and these wouldn't for some reason. King of Swords, there again, clarity, strength, honor, the thought process. It's got to be clear, because he's not going to answer until he's absolutely clear. He'd make a great spy, because you tortured him, you couldn't get it out of him until he's ready to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a definite gap in communication, because here you've got the Two of Cups reversed. And that very bluntly means you're not listening. One of you is not listening. Maybe neither one of you are listening, but yeah, it doesn't.
And Pam,
what?
Oh, going along just with everything you're saying, there's a follow-up where MBS put any cards on his thoughts any more cards on his, again, this is why I hate text. Jesus Christ, trying to read this thing. Any more, I got to blow up the thing here and make it bigger. Any more cards on his thoughts of the email I sent him, Pam? And this is the thing, you know, I pulled a card.
Yeah.
And this is what I got. I got the Page of Swords. Look at this card. Look at the, okay, see, look at what's going on in the background with, you know, the stormy skies. And look, what's he clutching right here, Pam?
Yeah, a scroll.
That's the email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's got his sword. He's off his horse. So that means no forward motion. Okay, he's just standing there in the field. Things are not clear, and everything I'm saying here is just backing up what everything just Pamela just said. It's not clear. And he's standing there. He's got your email. He's got your email, okay? Sword, thoughts and ideas. He's giving it thought. He's got the email. But like Pam said, he is not going to move forward until it clears up. It's too cloudy here. You know, I think it's obvious what's going on, you know. And yes, he's got the email. Like I said, the first card I got was the Sun card. That's really positive. I think he feels good about the actual email. But like Pam said, what did you say, Pam? Not ready?
Not ready.
Okay,
it needs time to process, in other words. When you end up with a lot of swords, either someone's overthinking it or they've got a lot to consider, all right?
Right.
And there was just with the King of Swords landing right in the middle of the whole thing, you're not going to sway him. You're not going to convince him of anything. And if you start pushing him, he's just going to dig his heels in. If you start saying, well, what do you think? I mean, tell me what you're thinking about. You're just going to get hit with a brick wall because he's not going to back down. He's not going to budge. He's not going to say anything until he's thought it over and is comfortable in his own thoughts with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be impressed with the email or not. You'll have to ask him.
Yeah, ask him.
I can't tell you.
Can't read minds here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean,
no.
You know, but again, I go back to what was the very first card I got on this whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Sun card. You know, I think he's probably impressed, but things have to be more clear and he has to think through it. You know, it's a Page of Swords. You know, swords are thoughts and ideas. He's thinking through it. He's got, and he's holding your message, your email to his heart. That's a really positive sign, you know, that he's taking it to heart is what that means. Okay. You know, by the way, I love these cards. It's just brilliant. You know, some of the,
you know, that is the only deck I have purchased in the last 30 years is Llewellyn's.
I didn't know you had it too. So does Michelle and Dan and everybody.
Mm-hmm. I was actually looking at something else, and I found that deck online, some of the pictures, and I thought, oh, come on. So
the full
look
at the full card. Oh, my God.
I started going through all the images, and before I was even three quarters of the way through, I stopped and ordered the deck. And
yeah.
I need more tarot decks, sure.
Well, you know, as far, you know, all the decks that I have, as far as actually reading with them, there, I always just read with the Waite Smith, and then when I discovered that, that's why it's so raggedy. I've been using this for 20 years, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
It still looks good on camera, but like in person, I mean, but I may need to get another copy, but oh my God, you know.
Oh, definitely.
I either use the regular Waite Smith. Of course, you guys all know here on the radio and YouTube shows that I wanted a new Waite Smith to use on here in order to show the actual original images from Pamela, the other Pamela.
Other Pamela.
And, you know, these are the original images, but they're on gold foil. So, see, I wanted something more flashy for the show that was the actual original Waite Smith images, Pamela Coleman Smith. But,
yep.
But I wanted them to be something slightly different, new. So I went with the gold foil. So, you know, this deck and this deck. And the only other one, I've used a lot of Chiro's decks. And each time he comes out with something, I love it, right? But it gets progressively better. And he's done a couple of decks after Grand Lux. But this, to me, was his penultimate, was the I love the Grand Lux. So with in-person readings, I either use this deck, the Llewellyn deck, or this deck because they're pretty. That's why I use it.
Here, yeah. I get
it. Yeah. So I hope that helps everybody else. And I hope that helped everybody out. And we got to get out of here.
Kind of over a lot.
Sorry, Pam. Didn't mean to take up your time, but this was so much fun. And we got to promote your deck. So I am so excited that it's 39% off.
Oh, my gosh.
Because everybody else out there spent a lot more money. You know, like Dan and Michelle have copies and everything. But
it's $55 plus shipping where I live to get a copy here.
Yeah, yeah. So here in the U.S., folks, at least we're – the region I'm in for Amazon, it's $21.44. It's a steal. No pun intended, but it is a literal steal to get the Steel Wizard right now. I may have to go on to YouTube and make a video and put it on like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything. People, get out and get this deck. You know, I still have the gossamer bag to the Llewellyn deck.
Oh,
which
wow.
It's like falling apart. Like some of the beads have fallen off, but can't believe
That's okay.
20 some years and it's
the most
gorgeous bag I've ever owned, but it's so thin. Oh my God. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. And if we didn't get to your call or to your question, I think we got to all the calls and questions. We went way over. But if we didn't get to something, hey, you can join us here in the chat tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Just type in your browser, psychic.cafe/live. Join us on the live or call in 714-816-4628 tomorrow evening and, you know, hang out with us tomorrow. Plus, we'll be here Wednesday. No show Tuesday, but we'll hear Michelle and I will be here Wednesday. And then Michelle and Charlotte and me and any of the other hosts that want to pop in, we're going to do a Valentine's Day show on Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Valentine's? No, you're not.
I mean, not Valentine's. Sorry. Oh, my God. 4th of July.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of Valentine's, though. I don't know why.
Because it's really sweet.
It's like, man, I just jumped us forward like, you know, half a year or backwards, you know. Maybe I want to do the Valentine's sale again.
We can do that.
Yeah, 4th of July special show this Thursday. And don't forget, we've got the special going. And I'll pop it in chat again for everybody. Well, here, I'll put the Steel Wizard link in again so you can grab that. And then Independence. And I spell it wrong all the time, so hopefully that's the right link.
I do, too. There's actually two ways to spell it.
Yeah, that's true too. And I didn't want to do 4th of July this year. I just said, you know, I'm just going to make it one word instead of like psychic.cafe/ 4th of July. And then you got to tell them it's 4th, not 4th spelled out. And it's just too complicated. It's like, I'm going to do one word, independent.
Yeah.
Plus you can just go over to the website and it's the first thing you see.
There we go. Perfect.
Yeah. Bye everybody. Thanks for being here. Bye to all
everyone.
Our radio listeners, podcast listeners out there.
Thank you for showing up.